was poor. Praise the Lord. You know, I've been in stadiums when somebody's got 4,000 hits and got more clapping than that. I've been in stadiums where people came out and got a curtain call and got more claps than that. But I want to tell you something. God is in control. He sits on the throne. And he waits. And he waits on us. He waits on our testimony. He waits on our prayers. He's waiting to do more than we've ever asked or prayed for. Woo! What a mighty God he is. Our God is God. I spoke that not too long ago, but you know what? I hope my life reveals that every day. Our God is God. And his miracles to perform. Well, Oscar this morning asked me if the Lord had given me a word, and I said, actually, he has been. One of the words that he gave me is over 3 weeks old. Do you believe God can still do miracles? And I tell people, I said, well, if you've never believed God for a miracle, you never needed one. Yes, honey. Yes, amen. You know, God doesn't work in an accident. And he wants his creation, I'm talking to you, he wants his creation today to acknowledge him before you ever thought about him. You know, pray for those people you haven't met yet, that one day God's going to bring your way. He don't want you to act like that was an accident that happened. That was his divine will in your life and in theirs that it happened. I listened to all these testimonies and prayer requests about these people, that about their kidneys and everything. I want to tell you something. That was the divine order of God, that one would meet the other to encourage one another in the Lord. You know what the Lord wants you to know today? In Jesus Christ, you are accepted. You're never denied. You're always accepted. In him we move, we breathe, and have our being. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. It's not an accident that we're breathing, and some of us can breathe short, and some of us can breathe deep. God just wants you to know the breath that you breathe is from him. Glorify him with it, every breath that you breathe. Woo-wee. You know, we used to sing a lot of songs. I need to read this story to you. But I read it to the Sunday school class this morning, and I loved it. I was sitting up here because I got my Bible up here, but this is the name of this book is Jesus Speaks. And if I could give every one of you a copy of it, I would. But listen to what he says today. Today's November the 19th. It says, this is Jesus speaking, when I tell you to do the impossible, ain't a lot of people going to raise their hand. God has already told you to do the impossible. And it says, I'll give you the way to do it. That's the kind of God, but he doesn't ask you to do something he hasn't given you the ability to do. Do you trust him? Oh, man, I get to that scripture and I can't get away from it. Proverbs 3, chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not into thy own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. You know, I accepted the Lord when I was 18. That verse has found its home in me since I was 18. I'm 72 years old now. So though I've been here a short time, that word's been here for eternity. You give them something to eat. He's talking to his disciples. Have them sit down and to eat in groups of about 50 each. Then he says, my disciples urge me to send the multitudes away to a nearby town so they could find food and lodging. They were stunned when I told them to go ahead and feed the people. They looked to their limited resources. We have no more than 5 loaves and 2 fish, they said. They acted as if their limitations were my limitations. You know what? We've been walking on this earth too much. God wants to raise you up into a place to where he elevates you by his word. He conforms you to his image by his word. He speaks it, you believe it, and it is. Ooh. They still looked at situations through the eyes of unbelief. Then I told them to have the crowd sit in groups of 50. Finally, they trusted me and obeyed. Finally, they trusted me and obeyed. And I was able to perform the miracle that followed. Child, in every situation you encounter, you will be tempted to look at your own resources and let them limit your belief and actions. I would say, let him that hath an ear hear what the Spirit says. But since you're so quiet, I know that he has your attention. That's only natural. And I told the kids that's okay. But I don't want you to do what's natural. You know, what's natural one day is going to pass from this earth. Matter of fact, the word says, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall be forever. Woo! I want you to walk by faith. Whatsoever is not of faith is sin. Apply my words to each situation and by faith obey them. Then watch what I will do through you and around you. I love it. People think, well, I'm going to pray for this situation. And I'm telling you right now, in the natural, they're also thinking, I'm not sure if it's going to come to pass. Bingo. Anyway. It says, he says, by faith, obey them. Then watch what I will do through you and around you. Your limitations are not my limitations. Trust me. Proverbs 3:5-6, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and not into thy own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him and he will direct your paths. God works on me a lot because I pray for the conviction of the Holy Spirit a lot. I pray, God, what will make us a better witness to the world, to the church? What will make us a better witness? If we walk in conviction. You know, the Holy Spirit is the one of the greatest things God ever did for me, other than send his son to Calvary. But he says, I go to prepare a place for you that where I am, you may be also. But I'm not going to leave you comfortless. I'm glad he didn't. I'm glad he sent the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit has 2 jobs on this earth that God gave him. To comfort us and to convict us. So you shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free. That's why you ought to choose truth all the time. When my kids were young, I told them, I said, you break that window, you tell Dad you broke that window. And I said, everything will be okay. I said, But if you don't tell the truth, all of a sudden your freedom's going to become no freedom. And the thing you sit on is going to be hot. I love my kids. I love your kids. Through your children, I told them last week, was it last week or this week? I know you better than I know your parents. Getting to know you, getting to know all about you. Uh-oh. Now you're going to have to go to another room when you want to talk, not in front of your kids. But I want to tell you something about your children. Your children has been placed here in this sanctuary, in these classes here, so they can show forth the love of God has planted in them already. It's our opportunity to help them flourish. You know, the Bible says some watereth, you know, some planteth, but he gives the increase. We depend here on Quink Wings Christian Fellowship on the increase that God gives. The good thing about God is when he took the bread and the loaves and the fish and everything and he lifted it up high, I tell the kids all the time, I'm in the math. He didn't divide. He didn't subtract. He didn't add. He multiplied. And that's the God we serve, one that multiplies everything that we bless. Why should we bless the name of the Lord? Because we're waiting for multiplication. That's what he does. He can't do anything that's not him. He multiplies. I told you, people from the Congo, that I've been waiting for you for years. I didn't lie to you. Well, I thank God for the spirit that dwells within you. I thank him for the spirit of hunger and the desire to see him in all aspects of life. Now, before the church started today, Brother Justin, I found out that he's going to go do a celebration next weekend. See, he knows what I'm talking about, because I'm talking about a celebration. When you live in the Lord, he lives in you. It's Christ in you, the hope of glory. If you fall down, one time I was at the City Gospel Mission, the platform was about as high as that. I looked out there and seen three of my classmates I went to high school with. By that time, I was 100 pounds heavier than they had ever seen me, and they didn't know each other sitting out there. But God started breaking me. So the Holy Spirit moved upon me, and I ended up walking right off that platform, fell onto the floor and rolled, went back to the end of the stage, came back over here, and kept on going, didn't miss a beat. And I'll tell you that. The pastor's wife was there, and she said, well, you didn't miss a beat. And I go like this, well, that's a strange thing to you, but I believe that if you go down in him, you're going to get up in it. God will raise you up. You know that song too, and that's one of my favorites. He raises you up. But today, here's what he wants me to tell you. How many of you today are reaching out to him? Are you reaching out to him? We used to sing out a song, reach out to the Lord, because he's passing by. Right? You know what it was? Well, I want to tell you something. He's resting today. He's not passing by. He's right here. Resting in you. He's resting in you that when you're weakness, you can show forth his strength. It's no longer about, you know, my strength. I don't have any. But in him, there's victory in Jesus. Amen. 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 Now, I want to tell you something. I have seen in a vision you standing up and glorifying the Lord more than just any 10 minutes. And I've told your children this. One day I'm going to ask you to come up here and sing to your parents as though you're singing to the Lord. and I'm not going to give you any notice. Yeah. You know why? Because in God, he's an on-time God. And it's about him getting the glory. Amen? Amen. Who's going to give the glory to Jesus? In the Bible, our songs have sung, we'll give the glory to Jesus. And when we give the glory to Jesus and tell of his love, his wonderful love. I challenge you to believe God's word to come to pass now, this day, November the 19th, 2023, this very moment. It's 12 o'clock, unless the clock's wrong. In you, to have more hope than you've ever had. He said, hopest thou in me? Do you hope in the Lord? Do you trust him? I'm trying to think how many weeks ago it was. But we had a meeting in the back with you four gentlemen, right? In the back. And somebody says, well, I asked a question everybody else was thinking about. That's how free I am. Why are you here? This is what I heard. Well, we believe the Spirit has led us here. My question was answered. Next. But I want to tell you something. He not only leads you here, but he keeps you here. If you believe you are planted here, you will grow here. God just don't plant you and say, well, now it's up to you. It's not up to you. It's up to you to accept that he's our gardener. He's the one that takes care of us. He's the one that's planted us. And so help me, whatever he plants grows to glorify the King. We are children of the King. Amen. 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 You know, I believe I've already spoken to the children of God that won't taste death, but will be changed from glory to glory within a twinkling of an eye. Our God is God. God be with you on your trips, in the graduation ceremony, and may the Holy Spirit come upon you to come off of you and rest on everyone else. In Jesus' name. We bless you in the name of the Lord. Amen? Amen. So if you'll stand up, I'll ask that anyone that has prayer requests that want to bring them forth or let us lay hands on you. You know, I see the roof opening up. And when the roof opens up, they're lowering down a person on a bed. And Jesus looked down, I believed, at that person on that bed. And I don't think he's seen much faith. So he took his eyes off of him that was on that bed and looked up. And when he looked up, he seen the one that lowered him down. Then he looked back down. He said, be it unto you according to their faith. God wants to move, but he wants to move in faith. Amen? God's raising the people up. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, throughout this auditorium, everyone that stands and hears your word, let them go from this place, proclaim it, announce it, and celebrate it. Celebrate Jesus. That you're Lord, Father, that you be glorified. And Lord, give them the utterance to speak. And know that they know that they know it is God in the midst of thee. So, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, have your way. Bless as only you can bless. We're coming into a season that America calls Thanksgiving. Father, I ask you, Lord, that you make us a nation of thanksgiving. You make us a people of thanksgiving. You make us a people, Lord, that are called by my name, who will humble themselves. Father, so you can just heal the nation. But Father, I call and I agree with my brothers and sisters here that, Father, we're calling upon God in the name of Jesus for the nation of the Congo. And we speak peace, Lord, where there is no peace. We speak that you have no limitations, but you have glorified vessels. Lord, be glorified in the situation. As we get our eyes off of it and our ears off of it and our hands off of it, Lord, we just say, holy, holy, holy is the name of the Lord. Father, have your way, Lord. And Lord, we know that we know that we know that we ask anything in your name and agree upon you touching it, Lord. It is so. So, Father, we just ask that you have your way this very moment. Halt all violence in that nation. Let the praise of God be upon all the lips, even in this congregation, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And they all said,
amen.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Have a great week and start one day at a time.